This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn is part of the show. Showtime brings us Victoria Keelan and Kara Schellen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. As we look around the nation and around the world, you'll all be happy to know that there's a new ISIS, Daesh, I call them, a new Daesh video showcasing their troops and how strong they are. Their fighting spirit, if you will. This video lines up the troops in front of a camera, and these are troops, and then what appears to be their commanding officer goes up and down the line kicking the soldiers in their genitals so that they can show the whole world how strong they are. This is kind of a baffling exercise, but this is what they do to harden the new recruits. Kick them in the you-know-whats. And so you can see these. There's a handful of terrorists.
Can I go over? Because I would also like to kick them in the you-know-what. Not as training, but, you know, just as a little, what for?
Part of their training is to get kicked in the groin repeatedly so that they build up their strength there, whatever that means. Their ability to endure pain, I guess, is part of it. So this is, and by the way, there's a disclaimer to one of the videos saying that there is no evidence to show that the practice caused serious harm or pain to the recruits. That's the translated version of it.
Says no man ever.
Right.
Yeah, right. I don't know that I should pursue that conversation too much, but anyway, continuing on into the boys' world, this business of the NFL and who's going to do what during the national anthem, what a shame this has become, if you'll pardon the pun, the football, the political football, social, conversational football that it is. Or is it? Is it good that this stuff comes out? It's one thing after another. Apparently, Roger Goodell has been meeting with the athletes themselves, and the league is planning to work with some of these athletes. What does that mean? Why do they have to work with them? They're trying to convince them that this is not the right thing to do, or what's your problem? Are you going to get therapy because you're black and you've been abused? I mean, what are they going to do? This is Goodell says, didn't Trump say that Goodell is demanding that all of the players stand for the national anthem?
Trump didn't say that. Roger Goodell said that. He sent a letter to the presidents, to the owners of the teams, and he said, look, I think these guys should be standing, and so it looks like they're going to probably either put something in the player contracts or in the operation manuals, because that's the problem now. There's no stipulation in the players' contracts that says they have to stand. The NBA has that, the NFL doesn't. But in the operations manual for football games, it says that the players need to be on the field, on the sidelines, holding their helmets during the national anthem. So that's the rub. Is it required or not?
It's just the number of things you can laugh at. You can be serious about these things until you start to laugh about them. I think that this whole thing is. I'm not black, obviously. So even though Rich McFadden loves to tell the story about this guy that called one day to the program about 10 years ago and said, is Doug Steffen black? And Richie's response to him was something along the lines, I assure you, sir, that Doug Steffen is the whitest person that you'd ever meet. I'm someone who believes in diversity. Matter of fact, I wrote a campaign statement last night, or I should say Meredith and I wrote it. She probably wrote more of it than I did. We created a statement that this fellow that I'm backing for mayor in our new city government in Framingham, one of the stories I tell is about diversity, growing up in a town that was very diverse and trying to keep the diversity as part of our history going forward, or what the history, what will be written about Framingham, what will be felt by the people who live in Framingham as we go forward. The town is like a lot of other towns, and I've said this, I think, before, as a microcosm, town's falling apart. The town's in horrible shape, had horrible management, political leadership, administrative leadership, and has gone downhill for the past 20 years. And when I was a kid growing up, this was a fabulous place. And now it's a confused place. One of the things that has been discussed, by the way, through our campaign has been whether or not Framingham ought to be a sanctuary city. And one of the things that has blown up lately about Framingham is the number of people who are being protected in the Brazilian churches. There are three Brazilian churches in Framingham, and the number of people who are here illegally that have been protected. And, you know, you can look around now if you want to nose around. You can find a lot of, apparently not even in my neck of the woods, but all around the country, I didn't realize this, how many churches were being used as sanctuaries for the illegals. This is a whole movement. Did you know that? Any of you know? Or do you know of any circumstances where maybe even in your, we all know what goes on in California and how people are dealing with the sanctuary movement there. But I wonder if either Kara or Victoria or any of the folks listening have heard the stories. I was shocked when I found this out, but it's part of what's going on in town here because we have a lot of illegals.
Yeah, I haven't heard any stories of, like, organized, you know, I guess, protection. Yeah. I guess it's possible. I mean, one of the towns near me is a sanctuary city.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard of any specific. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there are churches at least helping out people, providing stuff for them.
So is that appropriate? If you're a member of a church and you believe in God and rules and whatever, so is this hypocritical because it's against the law to do it? Is the church supposed to be a place where people go to break the law?
I guess it depends what they're doing.
Right.
I mean, if you're breaking the law,
they're harboring people.
I'm saying, I guess it depends what the. So I don't think it would be out of the realm of something a church would do if they're not necessarily housing them, but if there are people in the area who need food or clothing or I don't know shelter and you're looking out for people, run by churches too,
yeah.
Then I guess on one hand I'm not surprised. Because, you know, you're supposed to be people helping people. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, when it comes to God, it's all about all people and not necessarily just, oh, is this person a citizen of our country? But is it right? I don't know. But
I mean, I don't think in good conscience they would turn someone away, you know, who needs help or shelter or whatever. I mean, if the government's going to figure out what they're going to do, then that's what they're going to do. The church is separate.
Jennifer?
I would have no problem with the church. I mean, that's kind of what churches are there for, not necessarily finding sanctuary for illegals. But, I mean, churches are there to provide help for people. What frosts me is that government money, our taxpayer dollars, the money that we all spend every day that we work hard for, goes to the legal defense of people who are illegal, who have illegal status, and who are coming out of jail because they committed a crime, and they're getting sanctuary status by cities and now states. California is a sanctuary state. That, to me, is ridiculous because my money is going to protect people who have not only committed or broken the law by coming here, but they've also broken the law once they got here. And so, for me, that's much more problematic than having a church volunteer to help somebody who might be
here illegally. But the two of them are working in league, in force together. They're breaking the law.
But I agree with what Jen's saying, though. There is a difference between an immigrant who has not broken the law, who is seeking sanctuary in a church or whatever.
He's breaking the law by being here illegally.
Okay, well, every illegal has broken the law at least once by getting here illegally.
Yeah, by being here.
Right, but the difference, I thought what Jen was saying, the difference is someone who's, committing crimes while they're here, beyond being here illegally.
That's right.
So here's what I'm so proud of.
And I agree with you, Jen. I don't want my tax dollars paying for that either. I think that's ridiculous, and I think that's where this system gets so muddied that someone has got to get in there with an X-Acto knife and carve out the people who are trying to do it the right way versus the people who are not.
But a lot of the political structure, and I'm sorry, Doug, it's all you. But part of the reason for these sanctuary states is that a lot of people, and this is kind of, it goes back to political motivations. In California, they're doing this protection because the next thing they want to do is allow non-citizens to vote because they want to increase their voting bloc. And so there's all a plan. I mean, none of this is just by chance. There's all a reason behind what's happening.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's a corruption that's just unacceptable here, and that's why you wonder how far it goes and where the line gets blurred. I just started to say I was so proud of the three of you because I try to do this at least once a day during the course of the program to get us onto a social issue or a social plane or a values, some sort of values discussion, so that people who are frustrated or concerned or wonder feel like they're not alone, because these discussions, whether you know it or not, come up frequently all over the country. And I use my own town here as an example. I wouldn't have thought that this was going on. There's a guy that I just saw a story of. He's been in his church for 7 months. It's just a part of all of this stuff, how the money is being spent. 20 after the hour.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you. Does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
North North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
One of the things we have been talking about musically this week is the Somos Live Benefit Concert starring Mark Anthony, Jennifer Lopez, Alex Rodriguez. They're coming together to host the concert One Voice Somos Live. First time in Spanish television history, Telemundo and Univision are joining forces to broadcast the event at the same time. Somos Live taking place this weekend on Saturday evening at the Miami Marlins Park, the stadium there. So beside Mark Anthony, Camila, Nicky Jam, DJ Khalid, Danny Yankee, no, Daddy Yankee, I don't know who he is.
Him too.
Nacho Prince Royce, Romeo Santos, Alejandro Sanz, bringing themselves into the performance. Let's see here. At the same time, from the NBC studios in L.A., Demi Lovato, Maroon 5, Ricky Martin, Gwen Stefani, Stevie Wonder, Chris Martin, Jamie Foxx, Mary J. Blige, Andra Day, Maxwell, and Julia Michaels are on the lineup for the broadcast event, airing at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Again, Telemundo and Univision. NBC is in. They're going to join in the third hour. I think Telemundo. No. One of them belongs to NBC, and I can't remember. I think it's Telemundo. So that's how they're involved in this. Jennifer and Mark Anthony's Somos Una Voz is an alliance of artists to aid those in need from the effects of the disasters in Mexico, Puerto Rico, here in the U.S., a lot of areas affected in the Caribbean, food, shelter, medicine. Communications in these areas still down. The funds raised will benefit the following organizations: Feeding America, Save the Children, Habitat for Humanity, Unidos for Puerto Rico, the United Way, and UNICEF. All of them are, I would put a stamp on that and say that's an okay.
You know, it's interesting that there's no Red Cross mentioned here.
I think people are getting wise to that.
I think
so. Controversial and don't put them in. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. Good for them. And how does Mark Anthony, do we know, get along with Alex Rodriguez?
If you believe the tabloids, he approves of A-Rod for J-Lo. Really?
Okay. And how much time do the two of them spend with their children? They have two children together, don't they?
Yeah, they seem to have pictures with the kids. I mean, they seem to be co-parenting a lot.
Good.
But who knows? Right. I mean, they probably have a staff.
Yeah, staff. Yes, let's have some staff. Let's see what's going on. The Harvey Weinstein thing hasn't made it into our head yet today, but looks like Jay-Z is going to take care of that conversationally for us as far as this is concerned. His stake in the company apparently is up for grabs because of all the money they're hemorrhaging from his lifestyle. So Jay-Z is in talks to buy his interest in what was the Weinstein Company. What is it? It's
probably rename that, right?
Miramax. Miramax is a combination of the names of the mother and father of Harvey and his brother, Miriam and Max Weinstein. And that's why they call the company Miramax, in case you didn't know that. And apparently that's what they're going to go back to. It was known as that before. Then Weinstein's ego got in the way, and they changed the name of it to Weinstein. He has a 23% interest in the company. And so Jay-Z has a working relationship with the company and had with Harvey, apparently. And they produced, was it the Khalif Browder story? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is, actually. Yeah. I've heard about the Trayvon Martin miniseries, though.
Yeah.
That they're doing. But yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So Harvey's out. People trying to, you know, circling the carcass, as you might expect. Because there is a lot of money involved, a lot of money at stake. And it's just the beginning. There are a lot of conversations about this that we'll have as the program continues. Now 28 past the hour, DJV time.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
Time. We don't use it very wisely, do we? We use it like a teenager spends money, just a mix of obligations and arbitrary decisions. And a company called Best Self is here to say, no, stop that. Spend your time better. Best Self's journal is designed to help people rethink their time, to treat it like a real budget, deciding where to spend it where it matters the most. Devote a little time to checking out their journal and other time-saving products. And you can do that at their website, bestself.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling for free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Microcosm of what's going on in the world, discussions of important issues, and
what the heck.
We have a lot of fun with our conversations and our camaraderie here on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Okay, continuing to go around the nation and the world with things that sometimes are obvious and sometimes not so obvious. There's an obscure law which has kept Congress from getting the facts about guns. And the focus, certainly, since the Las Vegas shooting last week, this is responsible for the resurfacing of a lot of calls from various corners for stricter gun control laws. But there's a law that exists that could hinder Congress from addressing the issue. In fact, and I'm guessing many of you, if not most of you, I don't know, the Dickey Amendment. The Dickey Amendment effectively prevents the Center for Disease Control and Prevention from researching gun violence. Apparently, the CDC used to sponsor research into these incidents, just like it does for smoking and AIDS and other public health hazards. That went on until 96 when the Dickey Amendment was passed in a budget bill. This is one of those things, and this is why I get so creeped out by what gets done with my money and your money in terms of paying the bill, because these bums, they have their pet projects, mm-hmm. and they get them, they sneak them in.
Yeah, totally.
I remember
it
when
everything.
It does. Ted Kennedy wanted to get a, there was a bill, he had a friend that ran the National Oceanographic or whatever they call it down in Woods Hole, because he, they had a place on the Cape and they became friends with these people, and it's a great research facility. But they needed money, and Congress said, no, you can't have money for a particular project they wanted to research. And it was $27 million. So Kennedy and his influence got the $27 million added to a bill that had nothing to do with anything. I don't even remember. I'm trying to remember. It was like in the 70s, 70, I want to say 77, 78, somewhere in there. And it didn't become known what happened until well after the fact, when people realized that the funding actually got to the National Oceanographic for whatever in Woods Hole, and they researched where the money came from, and it was pasted into a bill that was passed at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday when, you know, nobody was there, nobody reads these bills anyway. And so this is also what happened with the Dickey Amendment. The law stripped the CDC of funding that it was using to research firearms and blocked it from spending any money to advocate or promote gun control. So that scared off any researchers worried about losing federal money for other studies for other things. So now, as the problem surfaces again, lawmakers attempting to find out what really some of the stats are to combat gun problems and craft stuff like this bill. I don't believe there are a lot of new laws in this, just to, you know, enforce the ones that are there. But the idea of this bursting thing, what do they call that, bump? That
yeah, that bump stock bump or shock stock, or something.
Whatever it is.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
The bump stock.
Bump stock.
Yeah, the bump
yeah.
stock.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so anyway, there's no real information, and then people are asking, well, where's all the stats? And then somebody went back and figured out what happened. And that's what happened. And that's what does happen in a lot of circumstances. So now that it's on the light of day.
But the gun debate for a second.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how weird this shooting thing is going? I mean, that there's something going on here. Did you guys hear about the break-in?
There's something else, but there's more to it. Yeah. No, but I want you to update us because you've been following carefully.
Oh, every day. I mean, there's... Oh, my gosh, I can't help but feel like I'm just... I think I'm paying so much attention to it because it just doesn't make any sense. And not that this kind of thing ever makes sense, but at least you can find what was in his head, what the motivation was. Apparently, a couple of nights ago, even though the house is under heavy surveillance by the FBI, a group of people broke in to the home of Stephen Paddock in Reno. You know, he had a couple of homes throughout Nevada. They broke into his Reno house, and no one knows what they took. The FBI then went back and started researching the scene in case they might have missed something. And they don't know exactly if these guys got away with anything, if they were robbing him for a purpose, or if, you know, what exactly was going on. And then you couple that with the fact that on Monday, the sheriff in Las Vegas completely changed the timeline of events. And now they're saying that the security guard who was supposed to have stopped the shooting was actually shot before the rampage even took place, and that a worker saw this all go down and called the police to let him know where this gunman was on the 32nd floor. It doesn't make sense as to why the police showed up so much later than they should have. There's so many different things at play. They even looked at this guy's brain to see if there was any mental, you know, any thing going on internally in his brain, and nothing. It came back negative. So there's just a lot of weird stuff going on. If they're trying to paint the picture of mental illness, and they're trying to say he acted alone, then why in the world are they putting up billboards around Las Vegas asking for tips in this case?
It's pretty amazing how corrupt many aspects of our system are. And whether you never know what anymore people's motivations are. Is somebody else with money involved and was a friend of this guy's, and or maybe put him up to it, or maybe put money into it to create more attention for... I think we said yesterday or the day before that there are some people who think this guy was put up to it because there are people who want more gun control. There's always that. You know, there's all these conspiratorial things, and who knows what's true?
Have they ended the questioning of the girlfriend? Because that seemed to kind of come and go pretty quickly. Like, I was paid $100,000 and I didn't know anything and that was it.
Yeah, they questioned her for a full day, like 6 hours, I think. But now the news was yesterday that the TSA put her on the no-fly list because I guess maybe they're afraid she might try to take off again.
Right. I mean, she was, you know, married to two people at the same time. I mean, she's obviously, you know, a shady character. So she maybe was going after him for his money. And I mean, I think there's a lot more there. And obviously she can sit and deny it all day long and say, oh, I didn't know anything more. And, you know, they're not going to torture her. So I don't know that. I think there's a lot more to it with her.
Yeah.
But we're never going to know.
There's usually a lot more to most of this stuff.
Yeah, we're never going to know.
Than what you ever figure out because we get... You know, everything gets clouded by the smoke that comes from other things that go on that attract. It's like the shiny penny on the sidewalk. What's the next thing that's going to attract the American attention, whether it's the fire or whether it's Harvey Weinstein or do we go kill Kim Jong-un? You know, what's the next thing? The next thing is sports, actually. Let's get the sports focus here on Joan Namath. Who is a Hall of Famer. I think we talked about Mike Ditka, didn't we, the other day and his statements. So now people are asking some of the strong older guys that are around like Joan Namath, because he's a New Yorker, Victoria, why don't you take this just because arbitrarily I'll throw stuff.
We get segregated by coasts.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
right.
The comment that Mike Ditka made, which was considered to be pretty controversial, is that he was talking about the people taking a knee during the anthem, and he made the comment that he had not seen any oppression in the U.S. in the last 100 years. So that was pretty controversial. And so, of course, fellow Hall of Famer Joe Namath was asked about this. He was on Fox and Friends, and he said, look up the definition of oppression, and you understand that it's obviously taken place. I think everyone can kind of agree with that. He was then asked about the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, and he said, going back to what Colin Kaepernick initially did, it was to point out some injustice that's being done to the black race, or to people that obviously when you look, and he said, and I say obviously, some of these dash cams and shootings that were done to unarmed people. He said he was reaching out, meaning Colin, to try to get it more investigated. That's where the oppression thing comes in. Namath said that he believes that the message of NFL protests during the anthem have turned into a national dialogue about patriotism and the flag rather than the intended message, which was standing up to racial inequality. And when he was asked if he would take a knee during the anthem, he said he wasn't ready to go that far, but he added, I'm not there, but I've never walked in a black man's shoes either.
Pretty interesting comments.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting comments. Hi, Jen. The U.S. has failed to reach qualification for the first time in, 20-some-odd years for the World Cup next year?
Yeah, that seems to be the issue. I love how you give me the story about Russia. Maybe because I like Donald Trump? I don't know. All right, for the first time since 1986.
It was not intentional, I promise you.
I know. Well, you know, believe me, Russia's a stretch with this World Cup, but, you know, it's fine.
Right, yeah.
For the first time since 1986, the U.S. men's national team will be watching the World Cup from home. They fell 2-1 to Trinidad and Tobago, and they failed to qualify for Russia in 2018. An early own goal from Omar Gonzalez set the tone for the defeat before Trinidad and Tobago doubled their lead at the 37-minute mark.
That's right. I gave you the story because you're from Southern California, and there's a Hispanic in the story.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, boy.
We were better with my Russian.
Yeah, you were better just not saying anything.
The coach was really disappointed. He said after the game that it was his job to get the team qualified for the World Cup, and he didn't do it. He said, we have no excuses. We failed today. We should have walked off the field with at least a point. The U.S. loss could not have been a bigger shock heading into the final game of qualifying. The Americans were safely within the automatic slots with only a point needed to secure their ticket to Russia, and sadly, those great play, soccer playing Trinidad Toboggans knocked out the United
and they're not
States. You know they're
going to
have a plaque. I know. They're going to have a plaque made because they
weren't they
the
weren't
team.
They ranked like the last, the worst
yes.
team? Oh, God. Now,
I mean, we could have had Pee-wees on the field doing better than this. I mean, this was just, this was horrible.
Here's
this
what I want to know. Is the women's national team finally going to make the same amount or more than the men's national team, considering the women kicked butt and won the last World Cup, and the men can't even make it to the World Cup?
Well, the
very
problem
good point
there,
Tara.
That is a good point, but the problem is, there is this sexist approach to looking at women athletes, and they don't get as much attention as men do, so the advertisers don't support those broadcasts to the extent that they do the men, and therefore there isn't as much money there to pay them.
I'm saying
that's
that
all.
Hopefully
nothing
they, but hopefully they finally right. have enough proof, because, the Women's World Cup win
ratings are huge.
Was one of the most watched. It was more watched than the Super Bowl. Like, it was so many people watched it, so I don't really know that that's an argument anymore.
Well, I was
that's what they've been saying,
them,
too, for a while.
Right, yeah.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Audi show off a car that you can't drive. It has no steering wheel or pedals. However, it's just a design concept with four doors and a space for four passengers. And passengers are the key, as this is a demonstration of Audi's new driverless car. This latest technology demonstrates a combination between innovation in driver suspension, digitalization, and sustainability in a visionary manner. It will be able to cover up to 500 miles on a single charge. If you want to see the 26-inch wheels and this concept, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money. And it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money. And they'll get it, too, by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, focus on technology, shall we? Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. The very intelligent Victoria Keelan is here with some of the research that she's pulled over the last 24 hours from the technology world, so you'll be impressed finding out about this new waterproof Kindle to begin with. And then Amazon is going to spoil life for parents. We'll figure out how that works right after this.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money. And it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross-Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. But Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass. Guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
All right, let's get to this new waterproof Kindle. Why do we need... Are you going to be reading Kindle out in the rain? Or when you go swimming? What do you need a waterproof Kindle for?
Well, first comes to mind bathtubs. Because if you're an avid reader, love reading in the bathtub, and a lot of readers can't put the book down, and they'll even risk getting their book soggy. So there is a new waterproof Kindle. It's called the Kindle Oasis, and it is you're not supposed to submerge it, but it can be submerged. You're not supposed to like swim underwater with it, basically.
Oh my God.
But the idea is that you can take it to the beach, the swimming pool, hang out in the bathtub, whatever you want. It can withstand immersion in up to 2 meters of fresh water for up to an hour, so don't take it in the ocean. But for up to an hour, that's pretty waterproof. The sobering news about it, though, is you will pay handsomely for this. If you are someone who really wants a waterproof Kindle, an 8-gig unit will cost you $250, which is a lot more than the $80 entry price for the regular Kindle. But this has been something everybody wants waterproof. The new Apple Watch is waterproof. I would imagine that the iPhone X that's coming out, that's definitely, it's not waterproof, but it's a lot more water resistant. So this is the next generation of everything needs to be waterproof. So it's like we're all living in that
Saran wrap
water world movie. Yeah, right. A 32 gig will be $280, and the 32 gig model comes with free cellular connectivity. So that's $350 if you want that, if you want the cell connectivity on your Kindle. But I think the whole point of reading a Kindle and escaping is getting away from your cell phone, in my opinion. So I don't think that that's something that's necessary. It's also, the Kindle Oasis is also an inch larger in the screen, so it gives you 30% more words on the screen. Yeah. So it's available for pre-order right now, and it's expected to ship by the end of the month, of course, just in time for
just
the holidays.
Just in time for Christmas. Hooray!
Yep. This is
all right,
a big
Amazon,
one on the Christmas list, for sure.
And its relationship with parents. Let's see how this spreads out here, Victoria.
So Amazon says parents can now hand over the shopping keys to their kids if they're teenagers. It's the first time that teens will be able to independently log into Amazon and shop as long as their account is linked to their parents. So this is a brand new program. 4 kids in a family can use it if they're between the ages of 13 and 17, and they can buy anything they want on the Amazon app. The parents get a notification saying, little Johnny wants to buy X, Y, and Z. Do you approve? So the parents can individually approve each item.
They have to have the app, though. They can't just do it. They can't get a notice. Let's say they're on their laptop.
They'll get an email. Yeah, they'll get an email, or they'll get a text notification, however the parents choose to be notified. But they do have final say, so the kids can't just order whatever they want without the parents approving of it. So the parents can actually, if they approve, they can text back Y for yes or no for an N for no, and they can basically let their kid have a little bit of shopping power.
All right. Good thing we're out of time because I have a few comments.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.